In my last volume, I will undoubtedly be tempted to try summing up a lifetime of reflections on my own existence. Socrates, after all, said that the unexamined life was not worth living. He might have added, however, that continual self-examination would leave us no time to live. In the period I recount here, I was as busy as a fundamentally slothful man can ever be, and scarcely thought at all. As you grow older, you are forcibly reminded of your essential personality more and more often. When I am living alone with my work at my flat in London, I breakfast off a pot of coffee and 2 slices of unadorned toast. The aim is to control my weight, and it works. My weight remains controlled at about 50 pounds above the level that my doctor recommends as the maximum for continued life. But even though the plan goes reasonably well on the whole, it goes wrong enough in detail to remind me that there is a defective mind doing the planning. Somewhere between every 4th and 5th breakfast, on average, I leave the toast toasting in the toaster, while I go to my desk in the next room for a quick fiddle with that paragraph that got stuck in a tangle at 3 o'clock in the morning. How about making a regular sentence out of that bit in brackets? And then what about putting this bit before that bit instead of after? I'm still fiddling when I notice